Cedric Tetzel is the head of the computer department, London Drugs. And Cedric, tablet mania has struck us because of the iPad, iPad 2 launch, and now we've got Galaxy Playbook. So many different choices around the tablet market. You have a take on it. Fill me in on what you think about the tablets.
Well, it hit home last year when I traveled to a trade show in Asia. And within one day, walking from one end of the show to the next, I saw over 100 different versions of tablets.
And that's 100 different hardware manufacturers.
Exactly.
Now, how many different operating systems were represented with those 100 different manufacturers?
Well, at this point, really, it comes down to Apple,
yes,
BlackBerry, and Android.
Mm-hmm.
So on the market today, you have Apple iPad 2, mm-hmm, replacing the iPad original, Android in various devices, including the Samsung Galaxy.
That's probably the strongest player in the Android market right now.
At this point, yeah.
It's a nice box.
And you have BlackBerry coming out with the Playbook,
which will have the BlackBerry operating system.
That's correct.
Or some modification of it. Yeah. Okay, so is it a slam dunk that Apple's going to dominate this market the way they did with the iPod became, it faced a lot of competitors ultimately, but it just crushed them.
Yeah, and rightly so. It was a wonderful piece of hardware coupled with amazingly easy-to-use software and an application store that had all the tunes ready for you.
That was the secret to the iPod, as far as I'm concerned, is iTunes. iTunes is probably Apple's best invention of the last 20 years.
Yeah, and more importantly, the competitors were not ready.
Yeah.
They were trying to get people to manipulate their music through DOS and Windows commands, and it just wasn't all that friendly.
Yeah, and in the end of the day, they just all went away. Bye-bye, and they went quietly into the night. Even Microsoft's throwing millions and millions behind the Zune. It just never got any traction.
No.
So, but it's a different story today. Why is it different with Android and with the RIM product?
I think partly because the three competitors have listened to the consumer. iPad 2 continues the iPad original, which in turn owes its legacy back to the iPod. You have Android, which is the fastest growing operating system for smartphones. And you have BlackBerry, which is the oldest player in the entire smartphone market.
Mm-hmm.
So you have three companies that understand the consumer, what it is that they want. And now bringing out tablets that already have app stores ready, have easy-to-use operating system, but offer a different flavor in every instance. So now the consumers have a choice. They don't have to stick with one operating system.
Do you see the tablets segmenting into business, home, personal, education, or do you think they're all going to go after the entire front at the same time?
The end user will decide how they want to use it. So yes, there will be corporate users, business users. There will be kids using iPhones, there will be as many different ways to use the iPhone as there are different consumers.
The tablet. See, that's one of the areas when I think about the RIM product. I just can't imagine them getting competitive in education and going head-to-head with Apple, with the iTunes U and all of those sorts of things that Apple has entrenched in the education marketplace with a tablet. I just intuitively feel that RIM is going to be going after the business user, which is still there, you know, their safe haven because of the BlackBerry.
Could very well be, especially with the fact that the Playbook is a very secure device.
Mm-hmm.
It's tethered to your BlackBerry, so if you lose the device, you don't lose your contacts, don't give up your email.
And see, that's a real key because Apple struggled so hard and fought the whole tethering concept for so long. Even though we now have it, it's like they gave it to us begrudgingly, whereas RIM right out of the gate is saying, no, we know that you're going to want to use it this way.
Exactly. They understand the corporate market. They understand the need of security. They understand the need to have an easy, familiar way of interacting with the emails and all mm-hmm. the applications.
It's going to be fascinating to look at. And, of course, people can find all three if they visit any London Drugs, right?
That's correct.
Cedric, thank you so much for sharing this with us. We're going to take a quick break.